This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know John from Cedro Woolley is. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Steve, John is ready, and you got to get out of here now, man.
Has he listened to the cheat sheet?
Oh, that's a good question. John.
No.
Oh,
man. Let's go.
I love that all these contestants just don't like the men's room.
Oh, I bet they love the men's room. They just don't like the cheat.
Oh.
That's what's up.
All right. John, for those playing at home, you will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions, and you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Which ocean lies to the west of Washington State?
Pacific.
Correct. Who won the first season of American Idol?
Pass.
Which former Pac-12 school has won the most NCAA men's basketball championships?
UConn.
No.
Kentucky.
No.
Pass.
Released in 2017, what do you call the colorful squishy plush toys that come in thousands of characters?
Plushies?
No.
Pass.
Whose greatest hits album is the best-selling rock album of all time?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is known as the Hawkeye State?
Iowa.
Correct. Who is known as the father of modern physics?
Newton?
No.
Pass.
Stefan Urkel was one character's alternate identity on what sitcom?
The Big Bang Theory.
No.
Pass.
Super Sweet 100s, Sun Gold, and Big Beef are all types of what?
Tomatoes.
Yes! With that, John, you got 3 correct.
That's bad.
I mean, it's not the best, but it's not the worst, you know? Optimism is key, just like Mariners fans, right, yeah. Steve?
Uh-oh.
Migs?
Yes.
Are you feeling ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Which ocean lies to the west of Washington State?
That would be the Pacific.
Correct. Who won the first season of American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
She did. Which former Pac-12 school has won the most NCAA men's basketball championships?
Oh, man. Gonzaga?
No.
I don't know. UConn?
No.
No, it's not it. Stanford?
No. Released in 2017, what do you call the colorful, squishy plush toys that come in thousands of characters?
Squishmallows?
You sure do.
Let's go.
Whose greatest hits album is the best-selling rock album of all time?
Is it rock? The Eagles?
Yes. Which U.S. state is known as the Hawkeye State?
Iowa.
That's it. Who is known as the father of modern physics?
Newton?
No.
Einstein.
Yes. Stefan Urkel was one character's alternate identity on what sitcom?
Family Matters.
Sure was. Super Sweet 100s, Sun Gold, and Big Beef are all types of what?
Nicknames I had in high school.
No.
I don't know. Are they tomatoes?
They are. Sammy Hagar played his first show with Van Halen on this day in what 1980s year?
1986.
That's correct. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to count it, but it's
why?
Correct. You got 9 correct, Steve. That's a big win, 9-3.
Nice.
Sorry, yeah. John from Cedro Woolley. Next time, my friend.
Big Beef. Would that be the greatest nickname?
Big Beef Steve?
Big Beef Steve.
I think it is the new greatest nickname of all time.
It's the Daily Big Beef Show.
Oh, no.
Why are we 12 years old?
Would you like to know which former Pac-12 school has won the most NCAA men's basketball championships? That would be UCLA.
Well, that would have been a very easy guess if I thought for a second.
You could remember any Pac-12 school.
I know. I'm going UConn. I was just throwing things out there, hoping my brain would, like, it would trigger something, but nope.
Congrats on your win.
Thank you.